Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Deja with the I am River Beach podcast, and we just want to say a happy Sunday to everyone who is listening in. I will be filling in for Miss Ann McNeil as well as Artie Williams filling in for Mr. Dan Calloway. And as our guest for today's show, we have the doctor Julia Botel. And now we will have Artie take it away and say her bio for us today.
Hello, listeners. Glad to be here. My name is Artie Williams, and again, we're very pleased to have our special guest today is Dr. Julia Botel, the City Council member of the great city of Riviera Beach. She has an extensive bio, so we're going to just read a little bit about what she does and have done, and she can expound on it a little bit more. But Dr. Botel brings to the City Council a rich background in both private and public sectors. Most recently, as Deputy Superintendent of Schools of Pennsylvania, Mrs. Botel was overseeing a $143 million budget and over 1,200 employees. Previously, she held an executive position at Apple Computer. Dr. Botel has a wide range of interests in serving Riviera Beach, including improving our city pro-business reputation in order to attract new businesses, thereby creating more jobs and increasing homeownership for our citizens. Ms. Botel, we're going to let you talk about a little bit more of the things that you do in the city, but just enough to know that you're serving.
Our city is great. I'm glad you're on our city council, and I support the things you do 100%.
So thank you so much, Artie. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Let's just tell a little bit about yourself. So just tell us a little bit more about what, you know, your background, and then we can get into some of the stuff for the public to listen to.
Sure. Well, my husband and I bought a home in Riviera Beach in 1999 before Francis and Jean and Wilma over here on Singer Island. And we weathered the storm, if you will, and stuck with it. And I'm so happy now that I'm here. My husband passed a couple of years ago in January of 2020. So I have more time than ever to devote to the city. I've got 4 kids and 7 grandkids. All those kids are up in the north, so I don't get as much time to see them as I used to before I was elected, but they come down on occasion to enjoy our beautiful paradise here in Florida. So I'm very happy to be with you today, Artie, and you know that I send my best wishes to Mr. Calloway and, of course, to A.M. McNeil, who is one of our best community partners that we can even imagine. So thanks for having me.
Okay. Now we're going to get right into some questions here because I know that the public and the communities want to hear the things that we've got going on in our city. So let's just start out by telling us that our residents, one of our plans for our fire station. I know we have one that's coming up now in Blue Heron, but what are the plans for the fire station?
Okay, I'm glad you asked about that. This is part of the fire station renovations and you know, reimagine Riviera Beach is a project that the city administration and the council are taking on wholeheartedly. We want to capitalize on our natural amenities that we have here. We want to revive and rebuild our city. So reimagine Riviera Beach is sort of the mantra that we're using, and part of that is to take care of our fire and police stations. I tell you, when I was first elected, I took a tour of the fire stations and the police stations, and I was horrified at that point. And until now today, they only have one washroom for men and women. So when our firefighters come back to the station from a fire, they're filled with carcinogenic material on their clothing, on their skin, and they've got to wait to take turns to use the facility. So this was an urgent need that we saw. So as you say, we've got the one at 1920 West Blue Heron. We had the groundbreaking for that on February 15th, and construction is anticipated to be completed in about 14 months. It's going to be a state-of-the-art fire station, 31,000 square feet, and we're so happy that Ann McNeil, Kaufman Lynn and Brown Electric are helping us in that endeavor. And then the main fire station, as part of last year's legislative session in Tallahassee, we got $1 million grant from the state of Florida, and we're going to refurbish that station to have an emergency operations center that will be able to facilitate the appropriate space for emergency management teams to operate, you know, once we have a hurricane, and we know that's probably going to happen this year. We've been so lucky in the last 2 years, but once that bona fide safe emergency happens, we'll be able to have this as emergency operations center. And then there's Fire Station 89, the one that's over by the VA hospital. So we currently lease that property from the VA, and that contract is slated to expire in November of 2029. So we're working with representatives from the VA hospital to see whether or not we can enter into another long-term lease agreement for a period of 25 years, possibly. And so we probably, I hope that if we stay there, we'll probably need $3 to $5 million to refurbish that interior and exterior. And the last one to be constructed is Fire Station 86 on the beach out here. It currently sits at 5010 North Ocean Drive. There was some talk about moving it to the beach, but too many people objected to the taking away of the tennis courts in the beach area there. So that station is unfunded at the moment, but we're taking a look at how we could utilize the existing site to put Fire Station 86 in that same spot. The problem that we have is that there's infrastructure items at that site that make it a challenge. We'd have to relocate the water tank and booster pumps if we wanted to use the whole site. And it's also on wetlands, so we have to be careful about environmental challenges when we do that. But we're taking a look at a comprehensive analysis of that station as well, so that we can have a brand new fire station here on the island as well. So we're real excited about that.
Yeah, it's always great to have new fire stations because we got to make it where, especially the one on Blue Heron that serves right out there. I'm not sure how the road is going to be redesigned for them to come out, but I'm sure it's going to be able to get in and out without any problem.
Yes.
And also, the CRA in the city, right now, you know, there's a housing crisis. So what do you think the city plans along the CRA, what can we do to help combat some of this housing situation that we have in Revere Beach?
You're so right, Barty. It's every week I hear one or two people who've gotten kicked out of their homes because the landlord has raised the rent and they can't pay it. It's just tragic. And you may know that the county is looking to do a $200 million bond to provide for more workforce and affordable housing. But here in Riviera Beach, we've had a couple of projects, really exciting projects. Berkeley Landing, which is up on the east side of Broadway, a little bit west of Lakeshore Drive, it's going to have 110 one, two, and three-bedroom affordable units, and then two market rate units that are ground floor and second story live workspaces right there facing Broadway. That project is well underway, and it's expected in late 2023. It's really going to be a beautiful project, clubhouse, pool, cabanas, fitness center, you know. It will be really like market rate housing, but it's at an affordable price tag. So that's real exciting for us. And another one that we have is the 11th Street Townhouse Project. It's called Villa Longs, and that's going to be another beautiful project on Broadway, on the Broadway corridor. It's actually on Avenue E. It's going to have 12 units. It's a two-story building. So we're really working towards, with the CRA and the city, working towards putting more affordable and workforce housing in the city. The CRA for some time has had a home buyers club. And if you're not familiar with that, please go on the CRA website and learn about their home buyers club, because they do a series of workshops that teach people how to get a mortgage, how to pay for your home, and so on. And they really do a great job of that. And then also we're doing a whole reconstruction project on Avenue E. It's going to have new landscaping, new walkways, pedestrian walkway system, and so on. There's a little video on the CRA website about the Avenue E project, and I would encourage people to take a look at that too. So we are, along with the county, doing everything we can as a city to try to build more workforce and affordable housing. And maybe when we talk later about the Marina project, I'll tell you about what's going on there.
Okay. And I pass, you know, I'm a citizen of Revere Beach, and I go up and down Blue Heron, and sometimes when I'm on my way to the bridge there, we used to have this bank that's over to the left.
Yep. The one that for several years has said moving forward. time I see the sign that says moving forward, I think, yeah, okay, like 4 or 5 years now. So, yes, finally we really are going to move forward on that. You may have noticed that the library has been taken down on the City Hall campus. That same outfit that took down the library, the next project is going to be the 2600 Broadway, the old bank building. So that will be coming down. And we're going to be having a P3 partnership, which stands for public-private partnership. And we've got a consultant, Lambert Advisory Public-Private Partnership Consultant, to help us figure out what's the best possible use for that site. It's probably going to be, I would say, probably going to be an 8-story mixed-use development that's going to have, retail on the ground floor and some kind of either housing or office space up above. But that will all depend on the partner that we have for that project. And I can't wait. Every time I speak with Mr. Evans about this, I say, when is the bank going to come down? So he has assured me that it will be coming down in my lifetime. So, that's the next project, Day on the Move.
One of our main concerns, I think the citizens of Riviera Beach especially, one of their main concerns is our water treatment plant. And I know we recently voted on getting another water treatment plant. Just telling the residents, when do you think that would be fair?
Okay. Yeah, we're desperate to have get rid of the old technology that we had. The existing water treatment plant was built back in the 70s. It used what's called a lime softening system to purify the water. And it does not get the color out. We know that the color is not a health issue. I drink Riviera Beach water. I put it through a filter, but I drink Riviera Beach water every day, and I'm still alive and kicking. It hasn't hurt me yet. But it doesn't look great, and it stains sinks, people tell me. It doesn't happen in my place, but they say it does. So we really need to have a new, brand new technology. And we put out an RFP. We had, over 30 vendors. We narrowed it down to 3, and then the council chose Haskell and CDM Smith to do the new water treatment plant, which is going to be on West Blue Heron and Avenue L. So at this point, we're at the point where we're finalizing the legal contract to put in effect the design and construction of the plant and the Public Works operational campus. They're preparing a draft scope for the first phase of the project. It's going to be the purest drinking water available with none of those color issues. It'll be fabulous. And we anticipate that it's going to be built in the next, about 30 months. So, it's not a 10-year project or anything. We're really fast-tracking it because this is one of the most critical things that we can do for our citizens, provide the best, highest quality drinking water we possibly can. And this new plant will do that. We really looked at the 3 different bidders, and I think we're negotiating to take the best of each of them, but it's the technology that Haskell and CDM Smith proposed that was the reason they got my vote, because of the technology they're using. So I'm real excited about that.
So am I, because that is very important for every community to have safe drinking water. I mean, that is very important. Another concern of mine that I want to find out, with all this going on and all this reconstruction and the new buildings that we're putting together in Riviera Beach, where would the city, our police department be? Are they going to be relocated?
Yes. We're looking right now. Now, of course, they're at 600 West Blue Heron. But we're looking at options for relocating them to 2001 Broadway, which is, as you may know, where the CRA had its offices. I sometimes think of it as the building that the bricks were falling off of. They've repainted it white and the bricks aren't falling off anymore. But we're working with a financial consultant who's doing an analysis to give us recommendations about the costs and benefits in the city, as opposed to reconstructing the police department where it is now. So I have a strong feeling that we're going to be putting the police department at 2001 Broadway. The staff is facilitating community charrette discussions because, we want to be sure in everything we do, we want to be sure that the community is well informed and has had an opportunity to weigh in on this decision. So that's, I think, where the police department is going to end up. But also, we're putting a substation over at Lindsay Davis. We're providing the funding to repurpose what had been Valerie Grimsley's youth empowerment project there, with, as you head into Lindsay Davis on the left-hand side, that building. So that's going to have a police substation over there, because that area is in real need of having a constant and presence of the police department. That should be done. The construction there commenced in March, and it should be done by before the end of the summer. And so you can already see if you go by that the buildings are being painted, and we're trying to do something about the parking challenges over there. I'm not sure how they're going to fix that, but we know that sometimes when I go to Lindsay Davis, you know, you have to park down the street or around the block, and it gets difficult. So that's one of the challenges there. But it will be good to have a police substation in that neighborhood so people can feel comfortable that when they make a call, the police will be able to react instantaneously. So I'm happy about that.
I think it's a great idea. I really think it's a great idea, because I think in that area, having a substation there, first of all, it's accessible to the people. And, again, it's where they can get the calls out quicker for that area.
Yes.
But I think it's great. It's much needed. So kudos to you guys for thinking about that one. That's much needed.
Yeah. Yes.
But I get a lot of questions about, you know, I said, well, you guys are asking me, well, they said, well, Arnie, what are we going to do with the marina, the development on the marina? I know they say they're going to put some other things, some restaurants or something out there. But what's going on with the marina development right now?
Okay. This is another one that I feel like I've lived with forever. I've only been in office 4 years, but it seems like almost every day I get another question about the marina, because it's a lot of money and people want to be sure that we're getting the best value for the city. We are still in negotiations over a contract with APD out of Atlanta and Tesrol, which is the partnership between Tony Brown and Ezra Saffold. Jones Lang LaSalle is our P3, again, public-private partnership consultant, and they're working diligently to get the best possible deal for the city and to be sure that the developers have sufficient capital wherewithal to complete the project successfully. I think they've made very good progress. I was skeptical, you know, in the beginning. I think we all were, but Jones Lang LaSalle has done an excellent job working with these developers. So it's going to be a phased residential project with both market rate and workforce housing. There'll be about 1,000 space parking garage and additional surface parking. There'll be about 53,000 square foot of retail space, and they're talking about either a Top Golf, and I'm not a golfer, but they say that's a good thing, Top Golf, or an aquarium, which fascinates me, because I think that would be a great tourist attraction to have a small aquarium there. It'll also have 130 residents in by Marriott, 3 new restaurants, and I think one of the most important components is 450 market rate units right there at our marina, and about 130 workforce affordable units. Now, I was originally very skeptical about having workforce units at our really precious waterfront location, but we have such a great need in the county. We just need to provide more workforce and affordable housing. So it'll be a lower building. It'll be further away from the water, so it's not going to take up space that we could possibly get market rate residents there, but it will provide at least some relief to the tune of 130 units for people who are desperate to find housing. It's our police and fire, teachers, they can't live in the county in which they work. They've got to go way far north, if you go south, it doesn't get any better. So it's really important for us to provide housing, even though it's at our waterfront. I understand that people are may be upset about that, but, you know, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and do what's best for everybody. So those are those plans.
Now, I know you said market rate, and now when you say a market rate, these are units that going to have to be purchased, or they could be rental units?
Those are purchased. The rental, there's going to be a hotel there, but these will be, well, you could purchase them and use them as an investment if it's a market rate unit. Many people do that even here on Singer Island. People in my own building, there are many landlords here that purchase a unit like this for investment purposes and then rent it out. But they will be a higher end product. There'll be a market rate, which God knows the market has gone so crazy, it's almost impossible to predict what market rate means anymore down here. But they'll be beautiful units right on our waterfront. So with all the amenities there, it'll be a walkable small walkable community, you know, by the time it's done, there's a potential for having maybe 1,500 people living and walking and utilizing the recreational amenities that are there. So it's going to really revitalize that. In fact, everything we're doing right now, I think, will revitalize Broadway, right from the marina down at the south end, coming up to the north. You know, you've heard probably about that project in Lake Park, the Nautilus 220 project. That one project is bringing a huge amount of revenue to Little Lake Park's budget. And the same gentleman who is developing that has purchased the Winn-Dixie. So we're going to have this beautiful project going in at the north end of Broadway. So from the south end of the marina right up to the north end, where it will be sort of, I don't know if he's calling it Nautilus, but it'll be a very, very high-end project with great restaurants and retail and condominiums. And they are actually redoing, they meaning Lake Park, is actually redoing their marina to accommodate the guests that will be staying or the owners that will be staying there in their Nautilus project. So that, and then Found Care is coming in there. That's going to be a hospital-like establishment across the street from where the old Winn-Dixie is now. That'll serve all of our community with health care that maybe they wouldn't have been able to obtain unless they went down to a hospital and up to a hospital in Palm Beach Gardens or down to St. Mary's. This will be sort of a quasi-hospital establishment there at Found Care. And then as you come down Broadway, you'll be coming upon our city hall and the police station. So we're really, the city is going to have some skin in the game, as it were, with regard to development along Broadway. And that really brings me to something else I want to tell you about, which is the zoning changes. Back in March of 2022, March 17th, actually, we had a CRA plan workshop, and the consultants talked to us about incentives to get private investment in the downtown. You know, one of the things he said was, we don't want to see Marina Grand all along the waterfront. Not to disparage Marina Grand. It's a lovely project. I have many friends who live there. But we want to see public spaces so all of our citizens can have access to the waterfront. You know, we don't want to block off waterfront views and waterfront experiences to the citizens of Riviera Beach. So, but on the other hand, we want development along our major corridors like Broadway and Blue Heron. So the intent, and I would strongly encourage people to take a look at the YouTube offering on the internet called CRA Plan Workshop March 17th, 2022. It's about an hour and a half meeting, I guess, but it really lays out what the vision is for the downtown corridor. So the intention is to raise the base building heights in the downtown corridor from 4 to 6 stories. And then if you've got civic open space provisions in your project, you can go up to 8 stories. And if you have art and public places and civic open space provisions, you can go to 10 stories. And they're also doing something called a planned unit development. This is a concept that would enable a developer to negotiate around the existing code. So if a developer has a planned unit development, they could go up to 20 stories. And then there's something called a MEHOP, which is a Minority Employment and Affordability Housing Program, and that would allow developers to go up to 25 stories. So we're really looking to have significant development in the downtown corridor through a number of things. That you get a really good education, I think, about zoning and planning by looking at this CRA plan workshop from March 17th. It's on YouTube. I highly recommend people to take a look at that.
Riviera Beach is trying to live up to their little motto. I said Riviera Beach is trying to live up to their motto, the best city to live, work, and play.
That's right, work and play. You got it. We're reimagining ourselves. And I have to say, go ahead.
I've been wondering, I know we're, you know, everybody always asks about what we got planned for our restaurants in Riviera Beach. Or we have anything that's coming on that upcoming that we have plans for to bring in restaurants to the city at all?
Well, you know, the crab pot got voted yes by the council,
okay.
So I think that project
okay.
is going to be fabulous. It was much at the objection of some of the people who live in Marina Grande, but some of the people who live there feel that it would be an amenity for them. So we voted to let the project go, and I think that's going to be a wonderful addition to our restaurants. And, of course, there'll be three new restaurants at the marina. And that will complement the ones that we have over here on the island. There's several restaurants, Johnny Longboats and True Dope and Goats and Mulligan's and Dot, what's the beer place, the pizza place. Anyway, yeah, we've got some things in the works and more to come, because when the guy does the, Peter Batarian does that Nautilus up on the north end of Broadway, there'll be more restaurants up there. So, yes, they're definitely in the works.
I can't wait for the crab pot. I'm so glad that's coming back. I mean, we need a good seafood restaurant right here that we can get to in our own city, and that can attract more dollars for people to come into our city. So I can't wait for that. That is great.
Yeah.
I think the city is going in the right direction.
We really are. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Ann McNeil and what she has brought to the city. You know, Ann McNeil and Kaufman Lynn and Brown Electric, they are charged with reimagining our fire stations. And as part of that project, they have put a significant amount of money into what I'm calling an endowment, so that we can give scholarships for our young people to go to Palm Beach State College to study at the fire academy there. We can encourage our young people to go to Palm Beach Lakes, where they have a fire school at Palm Beach Lakes High School. We just gave them one of our old fire trucks. And you know, we're really hopeful that more of our young people will look at the construction trades and firefighting as a potential career choice for them. And, you know, our kids go to five different high schools, two of which have fewer than 10% of Riviera Beach kids there, Suncoast and Linwood Grove. So our kids go to Gardens, Dwyer, and Lakes. And it's in the eighth grade at JFK, which is where most of our middle school kids go, that they have to make that decision about where to go to high school. So with the help of Ann McNeil and Kaufman Lynn and Brown Electric, we're starting a project at the middle school, which will give them career choices, opportunities to understand what it's like to work in the construction trades, what it's like to be a firefighter or an EMT. And we're going to take them on field trips to places. We're going to bring in workers from those different industries, firemen and construction workers and so on, to show kids, hey, you can make a good living without having to incur a big college debt. You know, if you decide to become a tradesperson, you decide to engage in a construction trade for your career, this is something you can do right out of high school. And if you want to then go further, Palm Beach State College has a number of course offerings that will enhance your career as you get into either being a firefighter or an EMT and so on. So I'm very excited about this project. Had a great meeting with the principals over at JFK. They are really looking forward. I started doing this before COVID, but then COVID put the kibosh on everything, so we had to stop. But I'm very excited about doing it again, because I think it will really help our young people understand that they have choices. You know, that they have choices to have a career that could really get them a good living and be able to buy their own home in Riviera Beach and stay here so they can live, work, and play in our beautiful city. So I want to be sure I thank Ann McNeil and Kaufman Lynn and Keena Brown and Mr. and Mrs. Brown, Brown Electric, because they are really spearheading this effort.
Yeah, they are doing a great job, and so much more for the community outside of that, and that's just great. So let me just, with my co-host here, Deja Harvey. Deja, is there anything that you want to ask Ms. Botel while she's on the line?
I don't have any questions, because it was really just a great conversation. Mrs. Botel, you really just talked about so much, and it really just informed me on what is going on in you know, Riviera Beach. So I do not have any questions for her today.
Well, thank you, Deja.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure spending a little bit of time with you, and thank you, Artie.
Okay, well, I do have one more question, though. I have one more thing I want you to just. Azure State, Do we have anything else going to look forward to that we're doing coming up at Azores State?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. I'm planning a community health fair there on July 9th from 11 to 3. We are going to have the Heart Association. We're going to have the Diabetes Association. We're going to have Coalition. We're going to have probably 10 to 15 different healthcare type partners, including Found Care, including Dedicated Medical, all the people who provide healthcare services that I could think of in the county. Debbie Walters from the Diabetes Coalition is helping us do that. Of course, Shirley Lanier is going to be involved. You're going to be involved, Ari, I know. You're going to help us cook the food. So we'll be having hamburgers and hot dogs. And we're inviting the whole community, not just the Shore Estates, because we want people to see how beautiful it is over there now and see what the apartments look like and see that it's a safe place to be, you know. So, yes, thanks for reminding me about that. We're very excited about that health fair.
Yeah, I was just blown away when I went there for the tour. For the residents who doesn't know, the Azores Estates is formerly the Stony Brook Complex, and they have transformed that into, let me tell you, some gorgeous units, and I think it's going to be managed very well.
Yes.
She does a great job. I mean, the management team over there is great. Beatrice
great.
Is one person that just into the kids, into the neighborhood. She just wants the best for them,
yeah.
And she does a great job. But this just
I think
tell
we're
everybody
have,
now.
I think we're going to have Junior Achievement over there to do some financial literacy for the young moms. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That is terrific.
That's the kind of thing we need.
That is terrific.
Yeah.
Now, what is the, how can the public, is there a site or a letter that the city, the residents can find out what's going on in the city? Is there something that
we have a regular newsletter called The Blue Heron. And if you go on the city's website, you can sign up to get it digitally. So it'll appear in your inbox every month, I think she does. Or maybe every 2 weeks. I think she does it every 2 weeks, our public information officer. I think she does it every 2 weeks. And it's very informative. So I encourage people to sign up for that. And I encourage people to volunteer in the city. You know, we have a fabulous urban farm right there next to Barracuda Bay. And if you are in need of healthy, fresh, organic vegetables, that's the place to go. And give a couple of hours of weeding over there if you have a minute on a weekend or, you know, any time. They could always use the help. And they really are providing huge amounts of free fresh organic vegetables to our community. So I encourage people to volunteer there or at the 10th Street Garden or at the Singer Island Garden. We also have a community garden over here on the island. So, but the Blue Heron newsletter that comes out every other week is a font of information, a wealth of information.
I'm going to give my closing comments now, and because I want to, when you give yours, the last voice they can hear. I just want to thank you for coming on, and you was a lifesaver. You've done so many things in our community in Riviera Beach, and that's because you're a part and you're connected to the community, and that's what we need for our council people to be a part of our community, whether it's your district or not. And I don't think that, and that's not even your district, but you do so much for the kids there, and I just want to thank you for that and continue the good work. And anything that Mama can do or the Youth Recreation can do, you know, all you got to do is ask us, and we are there. Just want to say thank you. And in Deja, do you have any closing comments before we let Julie close it out?
Just as you said, Mr. Artie, we're just really thankful and really just grateful that you have been our guest. For today's podcast, and we just hope to have you come back one more time in the future.
I would be honored to come back in the future. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to spend some time with you. Anytime I can be a guest, I enjoy it tremendously. So thanks so much. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.